are Locked On Spurs, your daily San Antonio Spurs podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
We continue our look back at the 21-22 NBA season, specifically your San Antonio Spurs, and we're going to put in the spotlight Kata Base Diop. Welcome back to Locked On Spurs right here on the Locked On NBA Network. I'm your host, Jeff Garcia, Spurs writer for Ken's 5 San Antonio. Glad to have you back. Yes, I have been sick. I got sick pretty bad last week. Look, this is the thing. It was Friday night, the beginning of the long work day. I'm sorry, weekend, 3 days off. I had plans to go see Maverick. I had plans to do X, Y, and Z. Went to hell. Got so sick. Had to delay Lockdown Spurs until today. Finally getting recovered somewhat. So excuse me if I sound still congested. Yes, everybody, it was a common cold. That's all it was. Everything checked out fine. So, but I'm hopefully getting back on the road to recovery and feeling back to 100%. But enough about me. What are we talking about today? As mentioned, we're going to put Kata Base Diop in the spotlight. Look at / review DeJounte Murray's latest New Balance kicks, all that and more on this episode of Locked On Spurs. And we thank you for making Locked On Spurs your first listen each and every day. We're free, available wherever you get podcasts. Who is joining me today? He is back for another round of player reviews. He is Rudy Campos with Sweep the League. Rudy, welcome back to Locked On Spurs. And I heard you invented electricity. Is that true? Man, you're a man of many talents.
Thanks for having me back, Jeff. I did invent electricity, but I'm not going to give away the secret because I'm going to probably end up selling it to make some extra cash here soon.
Man, I got smoked, dude. I got
really?
Smoked pretty bad. Yeah. Yeah. I got sick. Yeah.
I remember you telling me, and I normally you can bounce back pretty quick, but it seemed like this one knocked you out, especially on a weekend full of,
exactly. Yeah. Everything just, I was so excited for that weekend. You know, Stranger Things 4, you know, I can watch that here. Okay. Yeah. Kenobi, fine. I could watch that here. But it was Maverick. Maverick one hurt me so much. And this is where I wish they would still do more, like, streaming. Because ever since the pandemic has gotten, like, a lot less, you know, strict. You know, remember back in the height of it, it was all, you know, streaming service. Wonder Woman, remember that? Big, everybody was all looking forward to Wonder Woman. HBO Max. Godzilla and Kong, HBO Max. Mortal, I was like,
Mortal Batman
Kombat, Mortal Kombat, another one, Justice League, and I was like, man, of all the times to get sick, the worst timing ever. But hey, we're back. But you want to make sure to check out Sweep the League and follow Rudy on Twitter at Sweep the League. He'll talk about his show and much, much more. We're gonna continue our chat when it comes to recapping players. Performances last season. And Rudy, I like to call him the forgotten Spur. You forget about him. If somebody says, hey, who was on that roster last year? I think he might be at the bottom, you know, and that's Kata Base Diop. Had a, I guess, okay season. But before we dive into some numbers, financial stuff, X, Y, and Z, Rudy, when you look back at Base Diop, you know, last season, what would you say about him? How would you assess this season? Is he important in this rebuild?
Wow, that's a question that I was actually considering it before you and I jumped on the podcast here. And I want to say he's actually more important than I guess fans realize. I mean, you're talking about a veteran guy, a guy who can give you double digits on any, you know, any given night, can get you some boards. You know, I think what really helps out is that you get that veteran leadership, like I mentioned, but you also get some solid play, you know, night in, night out. You're not going to get 100% every night from him, but on the nights that you really need it, you can definitely get it from him. I think he's the type of a guy you want in the Spurs organization, even during a rebuild. I mean, you're right. He's, you know, the Mink Petir and the Andrew Gaze, the guys that are long and forgotten. You never knew they were on the team unless they got into the game. But Kaitav Bates-Diop is definitely a guy you want. What hurt him the most was the Richardson trade. I think with bringing in Richardson, it hurt his play a little bit more, but he still was solid in the last month of the season.
He really was, and I look at Bates-Diop, and like you mentioned, solid player. He knows his role. He ain't going to be he's not going to be your first option. He's going to do the little things. And I think that's good on a squad that needs role players to, know the role. No, DeJounte Murray, he's the first guy they're going to go to. Then likely Keldon or Devin. He's not going to make waves. He's not going to be demanding minutes. So you want that on your roster. But let's take a look at some of the numbers that he put up last season. 60 games for San Antonio. I got this. This was a little surprising to me. I did not realize this. He started 14 games. I always thought he was just a bench guy, like just glued to the bench. I didn't realize he started 14 games. 16 minutes a game on average, about 6 points per game, 4 rebounds per game, recorded 14 blocks. He shot 52%, took 55 threes, made 17. That was good for 31%. Again, okay, fine. You're doing as best you can in a limited time. But now the question becomes, is he going to be a casualty of this rebuild? I don't think that he's vital to this rebuild because you mentioned Josh Richardson, perhaps the Spurs. We know the Spurs definitely need to beef up the power forward center position. Maybe he can be a casualty of that. You want to look at how he did towards the end of the season. It was kind of just iffy. Okay, fine. Maybe you excuse the play-in game. He only played about 6 minutes. That was probably in garbage time. But to close the regular season, 14 minutes at Dallas, 8 points, 4 rebounds, and assists. Okay, not bad. Second to last game of the season and a loss to the Warriors. 22 minutes, 9 points, 2 rebounds, a steal. He had his games, like the Memphis game was the one that stood out the most. I'm sorry, Miami game. It was on February 26th. Yeah. He had a double-double, 22 points and 11 rebounds. It feels, Rudy, that perhaps he could be part of a package if the Spurs want to do some wheeling and dealing. I bring that up because he's entering a contract season. This is his final contract season in San Antonio, Rudy.
It really is, and you're talking about a contract where I think it's like 1.2 or 1.7 left on that year. So, yeah. I mean, the casualty part, I can definitely see him being a part of a package. But, I mean, he even had a 30-point game this season for the San Antonio Spurs. And the thing is with Kaitav Bates-Diop is I put this on the podcast because I really am concerned about – not concerned, but I'm really wondering about it. You almost get the production you were getting out of a rookie Lonnie Walker, if not better. I mean, you're going to have to probably pay Lonnie Walker a whole lot more money than you are, Kaitav Bates-Diop. So if you're going to get almost the same production out of him, that's why I feel Kaitav Bates-Diop is going to be a guy you want to keep around if you're going to end up losing to Lonnie Walker. And it's kind of weird because they always say whatever happens to Lonnie is going to kind of change what the Spurs in the offseason. I think if you lose Lonnie Walker, you want to keep him around. I mean, you have to. He gets kind of pretty much the same production out of him. So I think the casualty part is more likely if you're going to see a trade package happen, he'd probably be a part of it because of the contract. You get an expiring contract. And even at that, it's a contract where it's peanuts compared to everybody else's. So I think it's going to be closer come to draft time. Yeah. You may hear his name pop up. And that's where I feel it's going to happen.
Yeah, looking at some of the financials, as we mentioned, he is entering his final season in San Antonio, due $1.8 million, and that's it. But here's the thing. After next season, if he does stick around in San Antonio, in the 2023 season, it is a non-guaranteed. He is basically an unrestricted free agent. So, he's definitely going to be looking. I'm sorry, no, take that back. He is an unrestricted free agent, correct? Yep. And so that'll be in 2023. So you gotta after next season you gotta worry about that. But you're right, the Spurs always looking to pinch pennies, and trying to move money here, save money there. He is on the cheap. He's not going to be demanding a lot of money to break the bank. I mean, it's like one of those things. I like you, Kato, but man, if you got to go, you got to go. That's what it feels like, Rudy.
Yeah. I mean, if you got to go, like, in other words, if he leaves, you know, this first trade him or if they cut him or whatever, he's a casualty, it's not going to hurt so much. It's not going to be like, oh, God, we really, really needed him. No, the production you really, really need. And I really see that part, because if you have a Richardson that goes down with an injury or, you know, any other player, he's the type of guy that can step in and can be productive. So you do miss that part. But he's not a guy that is a must stay with the Spurs at 100%. Yeah.
And look, he's a small forward. Listen, as a small forward, he's still young, 26 years old. You know, he's been in the league for 4 years. Look, credit to him, you know, for him making it this far. He was a second-round pick, 48 overall in 2018, and he's still, you know, in the league, you know, of course, with San Antonio as of now. But, you know, good player. Again, KBD, good player. Not, you know, he comes in, and how many times did we see last year where he will come in and kind of be that spark, do the little dirty things, you know, the screen, the rebound, you know, the energy guy. That's good. But you mentioned Josh Richardson's in town now.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know the future of Lonnie Walker. We know the Spurs need to get a quality big in. Is he going to be a casualty? And we'll definitely see. But when we get back, we're going to give a grade on Kata Bates Diop's season with the Spurs last year. Now, before we do that, I want to talk to you about Built Bar. Built Bar, they got a new flavor. Well, actually, a new bar. It's called granola. Very simple, to the point, but it's so delicious. Look, everybody's been asking for a granola bar. It's here, Built delivered. And the granola bars come in three unbelievable flavors. Chocolate peanut butter, chocolate coconut, white chocolate berry. You want to try all three flavors. And if you just want to have like a variety pack of those three, Built.com has it right now. They're different from the bars and the puffs. The granola bars are loaded with granola, perfect combination of crunch and chewiness. Just like the bars and the puffs, these are packed with protein and covered with 100% chocolate. 150 calories, 15 grams of protein, and only 4 grams of sugar. Built granola bars will change your world. Built cracked the code to better granola. They're a perfect healthy snack to pack in your lunch, take on the road, or eat as a snack. Look at that protein I'm talking about. It's collagen protein that absorbs into your body more efficiently and provides tons of health benefits. Head to Built.com right now. Go get the Built granola bars. Again, three delicious flavors to try. Chocolate peanut butter, chocolate coconut, white chocolate berry. Don't miss out. Got to get yours today. Go to Built.com to get Built granola bars now. Again, Built.com. Use promo code LOCK15 for 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCK15 for 15% off at Built.com. We're back with Rudy Campos of Sweep the League, and we're about to give a grade on Kata Bates Diop's performance last year with the Spurs. Now, before we do that, we have an important favor to ask of you. We put together a survey so we can learn more about listeners like you and make your favorite Locked On podcast even better. This is your opportunity to tell us what you like and don't like about Locked On Podcast. Go to LockedOnPodcast.com/survey right now to get started. It won't take very long. Everyone that completes the survey can qualify for a chance to win one of 10 $100 Ticketmaster gift cards. To take our audience survey, go to LockedOnPodcast.com/survey. Thanks for your help. Rudy's probably going over there right now to try to get one of those $100 Ticketmaster gift certificates.
I'm on my iPad right now as we talk.
Hey, I heard you actually were the inspiration for the late Steve Jobs. Like, you were actually his mentor. That's what I heard. Is that true?
I actually was, yeah. Steve would call me on the regular, and we would talk about it.
He is Rudy Campos. Follow him on Twitter, at Sweep the League. All right, it's showtime. It's time to look back and assess Kata Bates Diop's performance, which we did in the first segment. Now it's time to give a grade. Is Rudy going to be so mean again? Rudy, you've been mean to the players. I have to say, man, you're strict.
I have to be strict, man. You know, you've got to earn the grades, and you know the grades I've been giving are fair in my opinion, and I'm going to continue being strict as hell.
All right, so go for it. You're the guest, you go first.
So the notorious KBD, we're going to give him now. You could say a B because of Bates. You could say a D because of Dobb. But I'm actually going to give him – I'm going to give him a C on this grade. I love the production. Yeah, yeah, I love the production he gave. He – you know, even when he got, you know, a little bit of minutes, he was still able to get – he was still able to stuff the stat sheet a little bit, get a few rebounds here, make a stop here or there, get a steal. I just like what he brought to the Spurs. And if he would have continued on playing the way he did before Richardson came in, it could have easily been a C-plus, B-minus. I really liked his game. I really feel like he was a good fit for the San Antonio Spurs. If he stays around with San Antonio, I'm all for it 100%. He did have some spurts. Like I said, he scored 20 points. He scored 30 points. You know, he put up double digits. He would get to the boards. He would spell a lot of the players, you know, started 14 games this year. To me, that has C written all over it. So the notorious KVD, throw a letter C in there for him.
I'm going to give him a C plus. I think you're right. Everything you said is spot on. You know, we looked at how he closed the end of the season. It was, the inconsistency. And again, it's not due to his fault because, you know, Pop is, you know, putting it out there. You know, he's the one making the lineup. He's the one making the shuffling during games. But when he did get minutes, he produced. But also when he got minutes, we saw he didn't produce. Now, again, you know, playing his role. He's a role player. Yes. If he's out there for 25 minutes, he's likely not going to get the touches or calls made for him. But nevertheless, you know, I wanted to see a little bit more out of him. I thought because he is a quote-unquote veteran for the Spurs, you know, one of the older quote-unquote players as far as NBA experience is concerned, I thought he'd do a little better in his second season with the Spurs. And he did. I just wanted a little bit more. But he's definitely playing for a new deal next year. Hopefully that'll light a fire under him going into the preseason games, training camp. Something tells me he is a perfect candidate for like a trade sweetener. Like you got to make the numbers work, like make salaries match, and you need that extra $2 million or whatever it is to make things work. Hey, that's where Bates Diop kicks in. Again, not too critical for the Spurs rebuild, but I love his hustle. I love his energy. It's a testament to his work ethic to staying in the league. Yeah, you know, I give him a solid C plus. So what does that average out to? Just like a C, right? Just a basic C?
Yeah, C plus C. Yeah, about a C.
Wow.
The half plus sign.
Why do I feel like we're being like too harsh? Like, because it's not his fault that he's not getting the minutes or like top billing. But then you look at his games and you're like, oh, he started 14 games? Like, wow, I didn't know that.
Giving him a C is, I think you can consider it harsh. I mean, like I said, I really would have loved to give him a B. But I'm a guy that says everyone has room for improvement. I mean, you have a lot of room for improvement. So I just think if we didn't see Richardson here and Pop was, you know, hey, we're going to give, you know, Kedah Bates Diop more time, easy B. I wouldn't have even thought twice about it. Easy B.
Yeah. Yeah, again, you know, you got to be a little lenient because Jay Rich came in. That changed everything for him. And, yeah, you know, Richardson's a little bit more dynamic than the KBD. So, yeah, C is the average-ish. That's C-ish. But we want to hear from you. Do you agree, disagree? We have to say about KBD. You can let Rudy know on Twitter, @SweepTheLeague. And the perfect way to let me know is to subscribe to Locked On Spurs, wherever you get your favorite podcast, specifically the YouTube page. Is growing day by day. So hopefully it'll continue growing thanks to your support. But when we get back, Rudy got himself some new sneakers. DeJounte Murray's latest line. He's going to give us his review, his hands-on review. He has them and detail exactly what he likes about it, what he doesn't like about it, and much more. But before we do that, I want to talk to you about BetOnline. Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. There, you can find all the latest odds, news, and sports developments, including this year's basketball playoffs, Major League Baseball scores, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sporting wagering information, from live betting to playoff esports and more. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends in action. You want to go there too? because they have the odds on whether Zach LaVine is likely to come to San Antonio. The odds are there already, as well as DeAndre Ayton. They have the odds on the Spurs' chances at getting him. Again, go to BetOnline, BetOnline, where the game starts. We are back with Rudy Campos, the man, the myth, the legend, the man who trained Arnold Schwarzenegger. He is here on Locked On Spurs. Man, was Arnie hard to difficult? Was difficult to train when you were in the gym with him?
The only thing difficult about Arnie was understanding him when he talked. That was it. The rest just felt all natural.
Hey, you know what I saw recently? Expendables. You know what? I forgot how it was just nothing but pure action. There was very little dialogue, very little they had a somewhat of a storyline, but it was must find mission and then just action nonstop. Remember back in the day, Rudy, when the 80s movies would give us just that? It felt like a breath of fresh air when I watched Expendables.
Oh man, I remember, and it's funny you brought it up. I saw one of my favorite movies recently again, Delta Force. I mean, that it was just
the motorcycle.
Yeah, the motorcycle scene. I even went back to watch some of the Death Wish movies with Charles Bronson. So I mean, the only thing I get about the Expendable, it was a terrific crossover. But I would have loved to have them crossover with their actual names, a la John Rambo, a la, those guys.
Well, and Schwarzenegger did make a joke about that. He made a joke about that in one of them. I think it was the last one he was in, where I'm probably getting this wrong, but I think it was Chuck Norris. He was fighting side by side with him, and then Chuck Norris left. And then Schwarzenegger casually looks at the camera, not really, doesn't break the fourth wall, but he says, "Who's up next, Rambo?" And I thought that was hilarious. But anyway, make sure to follow Rudy on Twitter at Sweep the League. You got yourself the latest DeJounte Murray New Balance shoes. They just came out over the 3-day weekend. What is your review? What do you like about it? Maybe don't like about it. Can you describe the new sneakers? What is the Campos New Balance review?
Well, the Campos, the Concubox Campos numbers here for the New Balance DeJounte Murray sneakers that just came out. I actually was waiting for them, and I went to the mall, North Star Mall, and Champs had them, and I thought, oh, cool, let me try them on. Never owned a pair of New Balance before in my life, which I know everybody's like, you've never owned them? I've never owned a pair.
Yeah, even I'm like, so, you never owned a pair? Even I did when I was younger.
I've never owned, which is weird, like I said. Tried them on. Man, I probably the most comfortable shoe I've had on in a while. And I mean, I own Jordans, I own a lot of stuff, and those are very comfortable for me, but they were very comfortable. I love the color scheme. Goes 100% perfect with the Fiesta jerseys that the Spurs put out. Everything just felt right. The fit on it, I think, was perfect. The only negative for me is that I haven't gotten down to Jeff Garcia weight where, I'm comfortable and everything. So when it comes around, around my ankle, I still got the fat ankles, and it wasn't tight. It just looked a little weird, but I think that's just more of a cosmetic thing for me, but I got over it. I purchased them ASAP. There's no reason for me to wait on these. They're 100% must get.
They're not really Fiesta colors, right? From what I've seen them, they're not spot on, right?
No. They've got the orange. They've got the teal, I believe. They've got the colors in there, but it's more of a grayish type shoe, and it's got a blue, a blue outline on it. So you get the Fiesta vibes on there, but you also have, the non-Fiesta, I guess, structure of the shoe as well. But you look at it, and it's just wow, it's a must. You got to see it in person to really get the feel for it. But I already tried it on with the Fiesta jersey, the James Silas Captain Lay jersey that I have. And yeah, it's good. I'm going to have them rate my drip, as the kids say.
Yeah, that's what the kids say. I think we got to make it clear. It's not necessarily DeJounte Murray's New Balance line.
No.
Because he has his own line. Yeah, he has his own New Balance line under his signature line. This is just a New Balance shoe that DeJounte is pushing out. And also pushing out is Zach LaVine, who is also Team New Balance. You think what I'm thinking, Rudy? Zach LaVine?
It's very possible. Imagine we see Zach walking around this new two-way shoe that DeJounte is sporting.
Well, he is in promotional and photos. He's wearing those new ones.
Well, yeah, promotional-wise, but just out in the town, out and about. I don't know, maybe walking
out and about. Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Yeah. I do have a pair of DeJounte Murray New Balance lines. I even have the OG ones, like when his very first one. I love the color schemes. I love the brightness of it. It's very alive. There's like a lost pair that I don't think anybody picked up, but I did. I don't know if you remember these. They were like a neon orange, like a neon yellow.
Yeah.
See, that's, I don't know if you remember. You remember those? I got a pair of those. They're still in the box. And oh, wow. You try to look for them now, you can't find them anymore. So
yeah, I do. I remember those.
Wow, yeah, but man. I like the design. I like the bold colors. My issue, the only issue I have, I think they're a little tight around, like right before your toes begin, like right at that thing. They're a little tight there. They need working in, that's for sure. And you need to loosen the laces, because if you just slip them on as is when you get them out of the box, they're gonna be tight. So
that was the difference.
Yeah,
yeah. But, I mean, you know what? Actually, it wasn't as tight as I've had some before, and it felt a lot looser going in. And normally, when you get tight shoes the first time, they're a little tight, but these just felt good from the get-go. So I enjoyed it.
Yeah. Yeah. So your overall grade, A+, A-, B+?
Being that they're my first new pair of New Balance, I'm going to go with a solid A- on it. A solid A-. I would have really liked a white version of them. That would have been really, really cool. And they still may come out with it, but for this one design, I love everything about it. Love the feel. The color scheme's great. I think they should have released it in multiple colors, and the white would have been a really, really good. That would have been A+ for me.
You heard that, New Balance? Compost is demanding a white colorway. So get on it right now.
I demand
now.
It.
Because, Roots Way. So we're done talking. We want to hear from you. What do you think about KBD's performance last year? We're being a little too rough with him. You know, as far as the grade, you know, I gave him a C+. We gave him a solid C. You know, do you want him around for the long-term haul of this Spurs rebuild? Would you mind maybe packaging him? We definitely want to know what's going on in your mind with that. And have you gotten the new DeJounte Murray-ish Spurs kind of throwback to the Fiesta colors shoes? If you did, let Rudy know what you think about them. Give him your review. It's your time, Mr. Campos. Let us know what's going on at Sweep the League.
Yeah, Sweep the League. We're releasing episodes every single Wednesday, Thursday the latest. We're doing some NBA playoff talk. We just came off of a big local TMB promotions boxing event. So just a lot going on. Getting
ready
for
that, man. It was like you had some fun.
Oh, God, man. Covering that was a blast, and I'm looking forward to the next one. So we got some video coming out on the website as well, so we'll be posting that on social media.
Have you ever gotten the boxing ring? Just for kicks, like just a.
I have. I've never fought in a boxing ring. I've been in one. Very, very weird. I have to say, it's very weird. The ropes are not your traditional ropes, and it just, I feel kind of awkward in it.
All right. Well, again, he is Rudy Campos. Follow him on Twitter @SweepTheLeague. Subscribe to Lockdown Spurs wherever you get your favorite podcast, Google Play, Stitcher, iTunes, and on YouTube. And once again, we thank you for making Lockdown Spurs your first listen each and every day. Make sure to go check out Lockdown Big Board. It is hosted by Rafael Barlow from NBA Draft Junkies and author of the NBA Big Board newsletter. And he's joined by Richard Stamen, Sam Ferris, and Lee Thulin, giving fans an in-depth look into NBA mock drafts, the NBA draft itself, player rankings, and of course, big boards. Important time for the Spurs. They got the number 9 pick. What will they do? That NBA show, or Locked On NBA show, Locked On NBA Big Board, is free and available wherever you get podcasts. Rudy, thank you for taking time again. for joining me here on Locked On Spurs. Now go check out Obi-Wan. It's already out already, the new episode.
Oh, I know. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm going to.
Well, you know what? Then at least you have like a nice little binge, you know, three episodes straight. So that'd be fun. Instead of having, yeah, be having a cliffhanger. So that's always sucks. But he is Rudy Campos. I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.